The recent arrest of former defensive coordinator for the Penn State University football team, Jerry Sandusky, created a cascade of events dominating U.S. media headlines. Sandusky is being charged with sexually abusing 8 boys over a period of 15 years. Several more accusers have come forward to police. Sandusky denies the accusations, and his lawyer says he has already been tried in the court of public opinion. Still, the arrest did not take long to have other effects. Legendary football coach Joe Paterno, who was still coaching at the age of 84 with a record 409 victories to his credit, was fired, as were top university officials. Angry sports commentators are saying the entire football team, which brings the university more than $50 million in profit every year, should also quit its season now. Paterno had been told about Sandusky violating a boy in 2002. At the time, Sandusky was running a charity for foster children with activities at the football team's practice center. Paterno told his superiors, but not police. In Pennsylvania, one is not mandated to report child abuse to the police, while in other states, failure to report can be a crime. Still, Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner Frank Noonan said the case should have been referred to law authorities.
This is not a case about football. It's not a case about universities. It's a case about children who have had their innocence stolen from them, and a culture that did nothing to stop it or prevent it from happening to others.
There had been other allegations against Sandusky which had also been ignored. Similar scandals with attempted cover-ups have affected other institutions in the United States, including the Catholic Church. In recent decades, thousands of victims have come forward saying they were sexually abused as children by Catholic priests. John O'Brien, the president of a Washington-based group called Catholics for Choice, says the Catholic Church made huge mistakes in dealing with its own scandals.
The sexual abuse of children was outrageous. The cover-up, the subsequent cover-up, though, is what I think fundamentally disappoints and hurts so many of us inside and outside the church, because we recognize that there hasn't been the type of far-reaching efforts to both identify what went wrong and what was the mindset that actually cannot admit we made a mistake.
General, 3 years.
We're at the very beginning of this.
Penn State University Board of Trustees, which moved quickly after the arrest to fire top university officials and Coach Paterno, have announced they are forming a special committee to investigate the school's handling of the still unfolding Sandusky scandal. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Washington.